Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
My faithful Father, enduring friend, your tender mercies like a river with no end, it overwhelms me. Covers my sin each time I come into your presence. I stand in wonder once again. Your grace still amazes me. Your love is still a mystery each day.
ship. How fragile is this breath of life? Like mist on the field, will vanish in the wind. All we've come to know fades before our eyes. And what tomorrow brings, who of us can say? Beyond the sorrow mixed with light, for somewhere in between the beauty and the tears, this is where we live our life. My eyes look to you, you're the whole of my days. My eyes look to you as I cry.
Listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
Clear
starts to read the things.
Darkest night.
trust when I can't track him. I will believe when I can't see. And when the day is through, I'll know it's true that by faith my Lord is pleased. Abraham and Sarah bore a child in their old age. Daniel, he was delivered from the dead. And now that same God guides me as I trust and look to him. So I'll walk by faith and not by sight, believing to the end. By faith I'll climb this mountain, by faith I'll win this fight. I will keep my eyes on Jesus, even in the darkest night. I will trust when I can't track him. I will believe when I can't see. And when the day is through, I'll know it's true that by faith my Lord is pleased. Oh, how I long to please the Lord as this race for him I run. Oh, but if I run without faith, it cannot be done. It can't be done. So by faith I'll climb this mountain. By faith I'll win this fight. Even in the darkest night, I will trust when I can't track him. I will believe when I can't see. And when the day is through, I'll know it's true that by faith my Lord is pleased. Yes, by faith.
Jesus saves, Jesus saves. He will die our burden bearing. Jesus
Been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Koval Smith.
This story is entitled, The Can Opener That Wouldn't Work. Luke chapter 8 verse 17 says, For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Shortly after we went back to Africa for the second time, my family and I travelled from Lubumbashi in the Congo down to South Africa, where we needed to buy a large mission truck plus other supplies. We took a cashier's check for $53,000 to cover these expenses. I had it locked in my briefcase, along with my passport and a lot of letters that we had been asked to mail in South Africa because the mail service was so terrible in the Congo. I stashed the briefcase under one of the seats in our Volkswagen van. We had made a bed in the back so that as we drove along, the kids could lie there and listen to cassette tapes and play with Lego pieces. This was before the age of seatbelts. It took 2 days to travel from Lubumbashi down to Victoria Falls. There we spent a relaxing Sabbath. In the afternoon, we drove out to a big tree by the river and decided to take a nap. I opened the windows in the back of the van. I lay down in the back, and Kathy and the children made themselves comfortable in the seats. We all dozed off. All of a sudden, I heard something. I opened my eyes just in time to see an arm come through the window and pick up my large case that had my video camera in it. I jumped out of the van only to realise that I couldn't run after the thief because I'd taken my shoes off and we were under a thorn tree. Instead, I hollered loudly at the thief, frightened the man, threw the camera down and ran off. A bit shaken, I picked up the case. We quickly packed up and drove back to the campsite where we were staying. The next morning, we were going to have breakfast before heading on toward South Africa. We had brought some Vegalinks from the States, so I said to Kathy, let's open a can of Vegalinks and roast them for breakfast for a treat. Everyone loved that idea, so I got the can opener out and tried to open the can. Now, I had used this can opener many times before and many times afterward, and it always opened the can. But this Sunday morning, I could not make it open the can no matter what I did. I was so irritated that I threw it down. Kathy, I said, please get my briefcase from underneath the seat. I've got a little army can opener in there that'll work. Moments later, Kathy was back, white-faced. The briefcase is gone, she announced. We were all sick. Not only had we lost important documents, but also with my passport, the thieves could take the check to South Africa and cash it. We went to the police, who took a report, but they were not much help. I had heard that sometimes thieves would steal a briefcase and dump everything out because they don't want to be caught with the owner's identifying papers in it. So we went back to the big tree by the river. Kathy and the kids and I looked everywhere to see if we could find any paper lying around. I was almost ready to give up, but we prayed and prayed about this. Finally, underneath a tree down by the river, I spotted some paper. Sure enough, all those letters that people had given us to mail in South Africa, every one of them was lying there. Every envelope had been opened except the one that had the cashier's check in it for $53,000. My passport was lying next to that envelope. God had watched over us once again. A reflection associated with this story comes from Patriarchs and Prophets, page 53. The angels warn them to be on their guard against the devices of Satan, for his efforts to ensnare them would be unwearied. While they are obedient to God, the evil one could not harm them, for if need be, every angel in heaven would be sent to their help. If they steadfastly repelled his first insinuations, they would be as secure as the heavenly messengers. But should they once yield to temptation, their nature would become so depraved that in themselves they would have no power and no disposition to resist Satan. The can opener that wouldn't work was written by Elder Duane McKee, Vice President for Evangelism and Ministerial Director for the Southwestern Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Early in their career, he and his wife Kathy served as missionaries in Africa.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
It's been our pleasure bringing you this program today here on 3ABN Australia Radio.